entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
Listening to the Simon Gowan Triathlon Show with your host, Simon Gowan, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Okay, we're right back with you, and I'd like to welcome Dr. Peter Fields to the Simon Gowan Triathlon Show.
Oh, welcome. Thank you very much, Simon.
Well, it's great to have you on. I'm going to tell our listeners a little bit about you. Peter's one of the handful of physicians in the nation. With both medical and chiropractic degrees. It gives him a broad area of knowledge and expertise that benefits all of his patients. He's also an active triathlete and has competed in 7 half Ironman and raced over 50 races in total. He practiced Pacific Prolotherapy here in, that's the name of his practice, it's here in Santa Monica. And he's come on today to tell us about this revolutionary new way of treating injury and illness. So, Dr. Fields, if you could just tell us a little bit. Well, I guess my first question is, what is prolotherapy?
Well, very good. Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on here, and hopefully everybody can learn something today. But basically, prolotherapy is, in its simplest form, it's a natural non-surgical method of assisting the body to heal injured, weakened, or torn ligaments and tendons. And ligaments and tendons basically control joints in the body. So when the ligaments and tendons get weakened, torn, or damaged, the joint will dysfunction. And basically, prolotherapy is an injection technique where we inject a solution into these ligaments and tendons to stimulate them, to get them to proliferate. That's where prolo comes from, to proliferate. And then as these tissues, the ligaments and tendons, proliferate, they grow, they get stronger, more vibrant, there's less pain, there's more range of motion, and basically the problem goes away and the person has a normal functioning joint.
Okay, so we're injecting a solution into the body, and then this can help stimulate growth that will negate the you having to have surgery. So, you know, how do you know, and how does the athlete know whether they are a candidate for surgery or for prolotherapy? You know, what's the sort of the diagnostic process do you recommend athletes to go through?
Well, I do recommend that any athlete, no matter who they seek out care from, get a proper diagnosis. Many times I see patients come in and a friend has told them, or they think they have this, or they think they have that, or sometimes they even have gotten treatment, but they never got a proper diagnosis. So you kind of hit it right there on the head. Getting a proper diagnosis is essential before starting any kind of treatment or therapy. And so basically, going to a physician who is properly skilled in sports or sports injuries, obviously since we're dealing with triathletes, and you know, a good history and a good physical is going to tell a doctor probably 90 to 95% of what they need. You know, occasionally then they may need further testing such as x-rays, CAT scans, MRIs, labs, and things like that. But a good history and physical will tell that. Now, what people are going to need that, as you said, or how do you know if you have such an injury? You know, a lot of injuries in sports nowadays are what we call chronic injuries. About 10% are acute. They happen, the person never had a history before. About 20% are pure chronic. But most of them are what we call an acute on chronic process. The person could be out doing a long run, or they could be doing just a short run or a bike or something innocuous like walking off a curb and they roll their ankle or tweak their knee, but meanwhile they've had a history of that. So that chronic problem has now been brought to the forefront. And usually an athlete will know. In other words, if it's a slight pain and they run through it, it gets better, fine. But if you have a pain or something's been bothering you for more than a couple of days, more than a couple of weeks, in other words, it just doesn't go away, this is something they should seek out care for, or at least try to get it diagnosed to know whether it's something very serious or something that they could treat on their own.
Okay, so you're talking about half the triathlete population who are currently still training when injured.
Well, probably,
right?
You're being very, very nice there. We're talking probably about 80% or maybe 90% of triathletes and other athletes They seem to say, I'm going to train through. Face it, you know, when you're 15 and you're 20 and you get an injury, your body may respond in a day or two. But then you're 30, then you're 40. And as you know, unfortunately, the clock only goes one way.
Yeah, right. And you know, what I was going to say is that it's not only that in triathlon. It's almost worse in triathlon than other sports because, for example, if you're a runner and you pull a calf muscle, you've got to stop. But not if you're a triathlete. You can go and swim, and then maybe you can fake it through the bike a little bit, right? So the temptation to keep going, and also because we have to do so much training, you know, you don't want to play catch-up 4 months from now. So the temptation to going is really huge. But I'm, you know, going back to the prolotherapy, what mm-hmm. would you say would be the, you know, the main areas where prolotherapy would really help, the main types of sort of injuries, you know, whether it's a knee problem or whether it's a shoulder problem? What would you, in your experience, in your practice, what are the sort of, you know, where would you encourage triathletes who are listening to go, when and where would you encourage triathletes to go and get help, you know, if it's like a knee injury, or what do you think when you're based on your experience?
Well, first of all, I'm going to answer that in just 1 second. I do want to respond to your first part, which was, yes, as triathletes, you're right. We injure a knee and it hurts running, so then we go ahead and swim and bike. And I've had many triathletes come in to see me who say, well, you know what, I really couldn't run that well, so I biked and I swam a lot, and then I went and did this race, and I limped through the 6, 13, or 26 miles, and now I'm really hurting. So they need to pay attention. If it hurts in one sport, they need to take care of it before it hurts in all three sports. That would be the worst thing.
Mm-hmm.
But back to your the other question is, what areas? I mean, basically, joint pain is a huge thing. I mean, probably the number one joint I see in my practice is knee pain, because all three sports do involve the knee. So without a doubt, that would be number one. Low back is also very, very big. Shoulder, and then, of course, you get onto wrist, ankle. I mean, prolotherapy is good for any joint. So athletic injuries, where there is, you're feeling that pain in that joint, you know, if you have it one day and you wake up 2 or 3 days later, you get a massage, et cetera, and if that makes it go away, you're fine. But when these things start to keep coming back, or they're not going away, then it's time to have it looked at. And there's probably some dysfunction in the joint. Many of my patients, and I suggest, as you rightfully said, you know, I am the only board-certified and licensed medical physician and chiropractor now in California, and I highly recommend they see a chiropractor. They get acupuncture. They get a massage. But when these things are not working, then it's time to think, I've got something more than just your, for lack of a better word, run-of-the-mill injury, and maybe this is going to affect my joint not only short-term but in the long-term, because what they're doing is, they're going to set themselves up for early arthritis later on down the line, and then that could possibly lead to some sort of surgery if they don't seek out, let's say, a care from someone like myself who does prolotherapy.
Yeah. Now, referencing the our previous guest, Dr. Lynch, you know, and we're talking about FIX. I think a lot of people avoid going to see the doctor. Because, or avoid doing anything because they're scared that they may have to have surgery. And rather than maybe listening to that fear and saying, okay, well, I've got something going on here, I need to do something about it. Maybe there's some alternative, such as going to do something like prolotherapy, massage, or chiropractic work, as you said. You know, I'm just curious, if you had people who have come to you who have been recommended surgery, and then come to you and then being able to avoid surgery?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And as I said, I do recommend getting these other therapies and stuff. But, you know, I get a lot of referrals. Not only do I get referrals from chiropractors, but I have many chiropractors who are patients of mine, because in chiropractic, the premise is that there is something out of place and they're going to put it back in place. But the problem is, if it doesn't stay in place, then you have to think about ligament or tendon laxity, which prolotherapy fixes. But I practice what is called orthopedic medicine. Orthopedic medicine is non-surgical orthopedics. So patients do seek me out specifically for that fact, whether they're 20-year-old 20-year-old, or 95-year-old, they say, I don't want surgery. It's not an option for me now, and they come and seek me out. I've had patients who have been told surgery is the only option, and they came to, you know, and then somehow they found out about me. I've had people come to see me who told that surgery could not even help them. And they were like, you got to be kidding me. I'm 50. I'm 60. These are all testimonials on my site. My website is drfields.com, drfields.com. And this one gentleman was told on his shoulder that it was too far gone, that surgery would not help him, and he'd have to live with it. Another one, actually an active triathlete living in Orange County, was unfortunately run off the road by an automobile, ended up in a ditch. The car didn't even stop, and of course she sought out care. And finally, at her doctor basically said, her orthopedist said, you know what, you're 50 years old, just live with it. And she kind of looked at him like, you got to be kidding me, live with it? And through a Google search, or I don't remember exactly, maybe through one of the triathlon clubs, she ended up in my office. I treated her about 6 or 7 times. She's never had a problem since. So there are people, as you said, especially athletes, you don't want surgery. The great thing about prolyl therapy is, there, number one is, it is not surgery. There are none of the side effects of surgery. There are none of the infection. The wound doesn't heal. Plus, once surgery is done, it can never be undone. So you can't have surgery and then say, you know what, I don't like the results. Can you put it back?
that's
a motto of mine. Once it's done, it can never be undone. With prolyl therapy, with a proper diagnosis, I can usually say, give them an 80 to 85% chance if it's going to work. But if it does not work, they are no worse off. They're exactly the same. It's not like you go backwards.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, just because can you distinguish for us what is the difference between prolotherapy treatment and something like cortisone?
Okay, Well, prolotherapy and cortisone are completely opposite ends of the spectrum. I mean, cortisone, its number one thing is it's going to knock out your pain. It is the, call it the grandmother, the grandfather of pain, anti-inflammatory. So it will knock out your pain. But in exchange for that, number one is you will do the problem that you've been doing all along to create your joint pain over and over because you don't feel pain. So your joint actually in the long run will take more wear and tear because you're not feeling it. And cortisone has destructive properties. I was interviewed last year on TV here in Los Angeles, and I told them that I don't recommend in a large joint the most 3 steroid injections or cortisone injections in a lifetime. And I even recommend less in smaller joints because it actually inhibits the repair of ligaments and tendons and will have a destructive effect on cartilage. Right. So the trade-off is not worth it because in the long run, I found in my practice that patients who get cortisone shots, maybe it lasts a day or two, a week, maybe a couple of weeks, at most a month or two, and then they're back in that cycle of getting more. Meanwhile, they've done more destruction. Prolotherapy, yeah. Therapy, on the other hand, fixes your joint. And that's what we're looking at. We want to get that joint fixed because to get those ligaments and tendons tight, and that joint will function well, and the person will be pain-free.
And that's about all we've got time for today, Dr. Fields, but I really want to thank you for coming on the show today and providing us with a revolutionary new alternative to from getting surgery. So thank you so much for coming on today.
Well, I really appreciate it. And again, like your prior guest, people can call me in Los Angeles at 310-453-1234 or go to my website at drfields.com. And send me a note, and I, too, will answer them back personally.
And you do pick up the phone. I can vouch for that as well. He's actually the only doctor in Los Angeles who does that particular service. So thanks so much, Dr. Fields, and I want to wish everybody out there have an excellent day, and don't forget to train with heart.
Listening to the Simon Gowan Triathlon Show with your host, Simon Gowan, right here on LA Talk Radio.